Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Karina Morrison, and you are listening to The Good News with the Shop Local for Good News team. I'm the team, along with my daughter. Tonight's show is Doing Good in Our Neighborhoods. We're going to make it a call-in show just because I wanted to make sure we keep up a weekly routine. We want to do a Sunday night show at 8 p.m. every Sunday night. And most of our shows are going to be featuring the nonprofits that Shop Local for Good and the Benevolution Foundation are working with in Greater Tampa Bay. And we want to keep you up to date on the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay happenings. We've set a goal for our neighbors in Greater Tampa Bay to exceed 10,000 good deeds from March 1st to March 25th in Tampa Bay. And then on March 29th, we are going to have the Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival at Veterans Memorial Park. And we've got kind of a dual mission there. We want to celebrate with the rest of the world because Good Deeds Day was launched in 2007 in Israel. And it's currently in 108 countries. And so we wanted to bring it to Greater Tampa Bay, make it big, and show the world how good our neighbors are in Greater Tampa Bay. 10,000 good deeds should be nothing. How we're going to do it, it's going to be a challenge. So there'll be two age categories. And if you go to the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay page, that is Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay on Facebook. We have set up two groups. There's a junior category, so we're reaching out into the community for parents and guardians and educators of children ages 6 years to 12 years old. And so that'll be our junior category. And then we're going to have the everybody else category, which will be ages 13 and up. And there's another group on the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Facebook page for that age category, too. We do ask, especially for our junior category, that you go to our website. That's TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org, TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org, and please register. I'm going to go ahead and apologize for the inevitable emergency vehicle sound in the background. Just give you a little heads up. We are doing the show from my living room tonight. Excuse me. My daughters and I have actually had a pretty bad virus for the past couple weeks, and I didn't want to share it with anybody because it's really nothing that I would wish on my worst enemy. So we are airing the show tonight from my living room, and I live right on a busy road. So if you hear our wonderful first responders in the background, my apologies. However, let's go back to Good Deeds Day. So the Good Deeds Day challenge, how it's going to work is we want you to register on the website. Once again, that's TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org. The Junior Challenger group on our Facebook page is a private group. So we are only going to be having parents and guardians and educators in there who have registered with us so that we, you know, because I'm a huge nut about safety, especially when it comes to our children. So we do want you to go to TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org and register. There is a registration for parents and guardians for our junior challengers. And all we're asking for is your contact information and your child's first name and last initial. And then we do have an educator. I've set a goal of at least 100 classrooms in Tampa Bay that will be doing the challenge because, you know, I like to set goals. And I know we can do this. We've got a lot of great teachers, a lot of great educators in our community. And this will be a great way to teach your children and to teach our kids that they can do good in their communities as well. So there is an educator registration on TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org as well. And then if you're 13 and up, there is a separate registration for that too. Excuse me. So what the plan is we are seeking sponsors, because what we want to do is we want to print at least 10,000 challenge cards. And what those challenge cards will do is they're going to have three suggestions on the back, age appropriate suggestions. There's going to be two different runs, one for the junior challengers and then the other ones for the age 13 and up. And so the junior challengers, or your challengers, will be able to pick two out of the three. They can do all three if they want. And then we're encouraging them to get creative and do at least two more. So each challenge card to be completed will have five good deeds. And once again, the challenge period is from March 1st to March 25th. And so we're going to put on the website, that's TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org, there'll be a place where all the challengers can register their card and register all the good deeds that they've done. And then we'll also set up an email if you want to send some pictures, and we'll put it together in a slideshow for the website. Basically, it's a campaign to bring doing good in our neighborhoods to the forefront. And we do want to encourage parents and guardians and educators to get with us soon so that we can get you in the group and we can discuss ways that our junior challengers can give back to. And then on March 29th at Veterans Memorial Park, we're going to be celebrating Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival. Once again, if you go to the Facebook page, that's Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay, you'll be able to find the event there. We're asking everybody to invite all your friends. If you know of any local businesses that would like to donate gift certificates for the Good Deeds Day Challenge showcase that we're going to have at the festival, that'll be a fun way for us to reward our do-gooders, because when they bring their challenge card into the festival, they'll get a special door prize entry that they can win some fantastic prizes in our community for doing good. So I know that the reward is the good feeling that you get from helping a neighbor, but we also want to take it up a notch and celebrate with everybody. Another part of the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Festival is it's going to be, we're challenging our community to come together and help Investigation Station. They're an amazing nonprofit in Pasco County. They do, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, definitely check out the show with Lisa Campos. We got to interview her. That's the Good News Investigation Station show. She's just an amazing lady. Investigation Station was launched in 2005, and she's just been doing incredible work in the community to bring like museum, STEM and things to our children that are fun and they're learning opportunities too. So what they did is they launched this project. It's called the Water Cycle Splash Pad, and it's being built at the Veterans Memorial Park. So it's going to be open for all the community, and it's a splash pad. It's really cool too. Now they have reached a challenge where they need to raise $12,000 to have a special water purification system installed for the splash pad. Basically, it's a UV water purification system so that the water will be healthy. And so the Benevolution Foundation, on our website, on our Facebook page, we have a fundraiser through Facebook. And the reason why we did it that way is shout out to Facebook for allowing registered nonprofits to collect donations and not have to pay the processing fees. Because if you have any idea how much processing fees would be on a $12,000 fundraiser, it would just be ridiculous. So the Benevolution Foundation has a fundraiser on our Facebook page. And for every $20 you donate, you're going to get 5 door prize entries for the festival. All of our nonprofits that are going to be there, they're going to have gift baskets that you can win. And then we're going to have a water cycle splash pad showcase where there'll be door prizes that you can win there too. And then for every $20 donation, you're also going to get an entry into a drawing for one of 25 family fun packs to the Summer Fest for Good Festival. That's one of Shop Local for Good's festivals that we're doing at Sunless Park, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to have a sandcastle competition. We are looking for teens for that too. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we do have a caller. I want to welcome them to the show. If I can get it to work. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, we got it working.
We did. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to keep my voice going for the next 20 minutes.
I see. Yeah, that's a nasty bug going around.
Yeah, there is. Okay, so this is Andrea with Mothers of Minors. So you have a special fundraiser going on.
Yes, we have a couple. We have the did you mention the $20 one that we were doing with Shop Local for Good?
Nope, not yet.
I
was just talking about the Investigation Station one. So yeah, let's do that one.
Okay, all righty. So for every $20 donation, you'll win passes to all of the which festival again? The good deeds one we're doing right now.
Yeah, so Shop Local for Good, what we did was we donated 5 of the Triple Play Family Fun Passes. So what that means is there's 5 chances to win, and the challenge is for Mothers of Minors to raise $2,020. So there's actually only 101 entries in for that drawing. So it's not actually better odds than the lottery.
right.
So what
with
the Triple Play Family Fun Passes is it's 2 adults and 2 kids zone passes, free parking, and 2 door prize entries for all 3 of our festivals. So that's Summer Festival for Good, the Florida Watermelon Festival, and Tampa Bay's Annual Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival. So those are all going to be at Sunwest Park.
Okay.
So for every $20 donation, you get an entry to win. So if you want to donate $60, that's 3 entries to win. And you could have a better chance to win.
That's right, because you've taken 3 out of that 101.
Exactly. Well, we also want to mention that if you're out of the area and you don't think that you would be able to make it, so you can still go ahead and donate the $20, because Mothers of Minors is getting all that money because it's being run through your page. Any fees. So if they want to donate the $20 and if their family wins but they're out of the area and they don't think they can go, they could donate that package back to Mothers of Minors, and then you can use that as one of your door prize entries.
Door prizes. Right.
Fundraisers, yeah.
That works. So we have that one. Then we also have the charity bingo coming up on March 15th. And that's going to be hosted at Clearwater's Hamburger Mary's on US 19. We're going to have lots of door prizes. I believe it's $10 gets you into all the bingo games. We're also going to have a 50-50 raffle. So it's going to be fun. We're going to come, we got some awesome prizes that's been, that we've been able to get and obtain. So I'm going to have some fun there. Like I said, that's March 15th at 5. If you want to attend, you just need to call Hamburger Mary's and just let them know you're with the mom group. And Hamburger
okay.
Mary's phone number. Hold on for just a second. Thought I had that right at my fingertips. Is where is their phone number? 727-400-6996. And you just want to let them know that it's for the 5 o'clock showing, and you're with Mothers of Minors, and they'll, you know, make your reservation. You know, they serve food there. They have everything. So we're going to, you know, and that's hoping to raise funds for our 6th annual Showers of Love Community Baby Shower, which will be happening on July 18th, which is a Saturday. So we're also raising funds for that. So every little bit helps, whether you can make it to Hamburger Mary's or not. You can always, as you know, do the $20 drawing for the Good Deeds fundraiser, or you can make a donation directly to mom. But however it is that you want to do it, all funds are goes right back into community. We are all volunteer ran organization, so there's no money going to anybody other than going right back to help these moms in the community.
6 years, it's coming up on 6 years. That's amazing.
It's coming up on 6 years, yeah. Come May, it'll be 6.
Now, you have the Hamburger Mary's up on your Facebook page as an event, correct?
Yes, yes, it is an event on Facebook.
Okay, so... Yeah, let's have people go to your Facebook page. That's it's Mothers of Minors. And if you're doing the at sign, it's at MOMINCFL, right?
Right, yes.
So,
yeah, so they can go there and you know, see the event and more information on the, you know, how the 50-50 raffle will run and different things. It's all there on the event. You know, you can invite your friends and, you know, share it all over the place. The more, the better, so we can get a good turnout.
Yeah, the more, the merrier.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you've been hustling for a door prize ticket. Or, I mean, door prizes. You got
yes.
a few ones too, don't you?
Yeah, I got some pretty good ones. I got, I have the Glaziers Children's Museum. We have a three-month membership for that.
Awesome.
We've gotten something from the Clearwater Aquarium. So we got passes for that. We have some passes to Great Explorations. So we have some pretty decent door prizes coming. So, you know, definitely been reaching out to every, you know, any and everywhere that I can think of to send for door prizes and, you know, different things. So we're working on some major things. So hopefully we'll get some things in place, you know, and I'm reaching out to, like I said, to various locations of finding, you know, different things we can offer. But right now we're doing pretty good. And it's, even though, you know, technically, you know, Hamburger Mary's is not a thing, but most of the door prizes are family oriented. They're not going to be where it's not something that you can take your, you can't take your kids to, you know, even though
right.
Hamburger Mary's, you know, thing, but all the door prizes are going to be things that will normally you can incorporate everybody.
Right. Well, and let's also mention, because the show, what I wanted to do is let people know some ways that they can help, because a lot
mm-hmm.
of people are, I don't have enough time, or if it's not a time thing, they don't have the money. So there's
mm-hmm.
always ways you can help. So for example, if you know of a few small business owners in your community that you
mm-hmm.
shop with, you can mention the opportunity to donate a gift certificate to Mothers of Minors or one of the nonprofits that we're working with, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're not that outgoing, you know, like I am, I'll just walk right in. If you want to volunteering in your pajamas,
right,
and just get on social media and find the nonprofits that we're working with and like their page, invite your friends to their page, share a post that they do. Make sure that you, if you're liking a post, let me give you a little bit of insight on Facebook. There's like a scoring system. A lot of people don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
This when I am doing my Facebook work, I rarely, if ever, do just a thumbs up, because unfortunately that is a negative for Facebook. So they mm-hmm. want more emotional. So if you do the heart or the wow, or, you know, the laughing, Facebook gives mm-hmm. your page a bit more of a bump.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that's something that a lot of people don't really realize. Right. So just like what I want to encourage people to do is pick a few local nonprofits that you can, like, once a week, just go to their page. If you like their page and follow it, it's going to come up in your news feed on occasion. But if you don't see anything from them, you know, take a few minutes out of your week on a Sunday when you're thinking about going to work the next day, and check out and see what you can like or share with your friends or family. That does a lot for a nonprofit.
Yeah, it does.
How are your grandbabies?
Getting the word out. They're good. One's in there watching TV, and the other ones are home with their parents, but they're all doing good. Everybody's doing great.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome.
I will chat with you later, because we chat all the time.
All right. We do chat all the time. So I will chat with you later, and I hope you have a great rest of your show.
Thank you. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. So let's just review. That was Andrea Clark with Mothers of Minors. And I met her actually in a parking lot of a community center quite a few years ago. And we became fast friends. And she is a single mom in our community that saw a need. And she stepped up and established her 501c3. And she does a lot for moms in the community, for parents, single parents in the community. And that's what her six years she's been doing a community baby shower. It's called Showers of Love. I know they are looking for volunteers for the baby shower. So there's some volunteer activities that you can do. For example, the night before we go in and we unpack the clothes for the moms to go through and pick through. So we unpack the clothes out of the tubs and then we fold them and put them in sizes so that the moms can go on a little shopping spree and get some clothes for their kids, for their babies or their babies to be. So, and that is their big event for the year. Excuse me, trying to drink some hot tea so my voice doesn't go away. Another nonprofit that we work with in the community is Kids Campaign. And they also have a Good Deeds Challenge. So if you want to look them up, all of these nonprofits are actually, I put the links in this show, so in the description of the show. So if you want to click through on the links, it'll take them to your page. And we do want to give a shout out to the Stano Foundation. They're an amazing foundation in the community. They will be at Good Deeds Day as well. And they put care packages together for our military that are serving overseas. And then they also have another program that does that actually does good for the veterans that are living in our community. So we're going to reach out to Paula with the Stano Foundation and get her to be on an upcoming show. Can't wait. She's an amazing lady. And and then next week we have Sister Laurie with Building Bridges Ministries International. They are going to be on the show next week, and they'll be telling us about their mission in the community. They work with a lot of other nonprofit organizations in their community to help children with their. I'm just gonna have you guys tune in next week. So from her mouth. So once again, this is the good news with Shop Local for Good. And if you want to follow us on Blog Talk Radio, we are Shop Local for Good News on Blog Talk Radio. If you are curious about what the Benevolution Foundation is about, you can find us by doing hashtag Be The Benevolution. That's BeNeVolution. It's Benevolence Revolution. So it's hashtag Be The Benevolution. We are all over the place. You can also find us on Facebook. It's The Benevolution on Facebook. It's at The Benevolution. And please make sure that you check our nonprofit fundraiser for the Investigation Station's Water Cycle Splash Pad. $12,000 sounds like a lot of money, but if we get 500 people to donate $20 each, that's $10,000. So that's not a lot of people. If you think about how many millions of people live in Greater Tampa Bay. Well, I am going to drop off early. I appreciate everyone's patience with me, and we are going to get better, and we will be back on the air next Sunday at 8 p.m., and we want you to have a great week. Once again, this is The Good News, doing good in our neighborhoods. And we look forward to seeing you online on Shop Local for Good. That's Shop Local for Good on Facebook. And if you're interested in the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Challenge, you can find more information at TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org. That's TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org. Have a great week, everybody.